For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein speaks about the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he says that he knows people ask a question, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu want us to speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why is it necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that his children should speak about the Nisim V'Nefloys that he did for us? And the answer, according to the Pasuk, that says, Zeicher Abtovcha Yabiyu, which means that when a person mentions the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when we are mesaper in the chesed that he does for us, these taivais are yabi'u. They come forth like a fountain. It's like a mayan haneveya, and the chesed becomes even greater. So says Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, the fees that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is good for us. It's for the mesaper, because through this that we're being mesaper, the toiv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this toiv becomes a mayan haneveya and brings more toiv to us, kinayon hamesgaber. Regarding the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, boyol paroi ki ani hechbarati es liboi veslev avadov leman shisi oisesai ela bekirboi." That Hashem tells Moshe, "Come to Paro, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servant, so that I could put these signs in him, uleman tisaper beoznei bincha, and so that you can say in the ears of your sons, uben bincha, and your grandchildren, Eis asher hisalalti b'mitzrayim, that which I fooled with Mitzrayim, ves eis esayer shesamti bam, and the signs that I put in them, vidatem, and you will know, ki ani Hashem, that I am Hashem." The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, discusses the criteria of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and he says, "Mitzvah saseh shel Torah, lisaper benisim v'neflois shenasu laviseinu b'mitzrayim, b'lel chamisha asar b'nisan." There's a mitzvah saseh mideraisa to speak about the nisim and the neflois, the miracles and the wonders that were made for our fathers in Mitzrayim on the night of the 15th of Nisan. Shenemar, like it says in Shemais Perakit Gimel, Zachar es hayom hazeh asher yetzasem mimitzrayim, says the Rambam, k'mo shenemar, Zachar es hayom haShabbos. Just like we have to remember Shabbos, we have to remember this day that we went out of Mitzrayim. Uminayin shebelel chamisha asar. And the Rambam says, how do you know that the mitzvah to speak about the Nisim v'Neflois is on the night of the 15th of Nisan? Talmud Leimar, v'higadeta levincha b'yemahu leimar, b'avor ze asa Hashem li b'tzeisi v'Mitzrayim. And we darshan, b'shah sheyesh matza umara menachem lefanecha, you should speak about the Nisim v'Neflois, ba'avor ze, because of this. This is referring to matzah and maror, meaning speak about the nisim v'neflois when there's matzah and maror in front of you. V'yafal pi she'ein le'ben, and even if someone does not have a son, afilu chachamim gedoilim, even if great chachamim, chayam l'sapir yitzias mitzrayim v'chal hamarech b'dvarim she'iru v'shehayu, harei zeh meshubach. So the Rambam is saying, even someone who's not going to eat the matzah, even if someone who's not going to eat the maror because, let's say, they have a medical reason that they can't, but still they're going to be mesaper benisim v'neflois ba'avor zeh b'shah sheyesh matzah u'maror munachem lufanecha, when you see the matzah and the maror in front of you. In this halacha, halacha aleph, the Rambam did not mention anything other than speaking about the nisim v'neflois. He doesn't say there's a mitzvah only to say it to children. He's saying that we should say, speak about the nisim and the neflois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us. In the next halacha, halacha beis, he says, mitzvah la'idia lebanim. Here the Rambam does not call it a mitzvah saseh. He just says there's a mitzvah to make our children know. Vafilu le'shalu, even if they don't ask us, shenemar v'higadeta levincha, speak, you should tell it to your children. L'fidaiti shel ben, aviv melamda, according to the intellect of the son, the father should teach him. Ketzad, the Rambam continues, how is this? Im haya katan aitipesh, if he was very young or foolish, oimer loy, bini, kulano hayinu avadim, we were all avadim, k'may shivcha zu, oikumay eved zeh, we were all avadim. Look, you see that shivcha over there? You see that eved over there? We were like her. Uvalayla hazeh pada isanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and on this night HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us vayetzianu l'cheiros. And then the Rambam continues, if it was a Ben Gadol when he was a Chacham, maydiyei mashir lanu b'mitzrayim, you can give him more details about what happened in Mitzrayim, v'nisim shenasnu lanu, and the nisim that were done for us through Moshe Rabbeinu HaKol v'daitai shel haben. So the Rambam here says, you say, k'may shivcha zu, k'may eved zeh. The Rambam is following up on what we said in the last halacha. Because the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just to say it, but it's to be descriptive about it, to relive it, to have the imagery of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is learned out Ba'avor Zeh from the words of Ba'avor Zeh because of this. In Halacha Gimel, the Rambam does not bring any pasuk, and he says, "V'tzarech lasai shinoi b'layla hazeh kedei sheyiru habanim v'yishalu v'yoymru manishtana halayla hazeh mikol halaylos." We have to do things on the night of Pesach that are different, so that our children will ask us, "Why is this night different than all of the nights?" Ad sheyoshev lehem. So until we return and respond to their question, v'yoymar lehem kach v'kach iretz, because such and such happened, v'kach v'kach haya, and such was. The Ketzad Mishana, what are some examples of how you do things different the night of Pesach? Mechalik lehem klayos, give out nuts, ve'egoizim, ve'oikim ha'shulchan milofneihem, and you can move the table away and bring it back, kaidim sheyeichlu, before you eat, ve'chaitfin matzah zemizeh, we grab the matzahs one from another, ve'chayetzi b'dvar melu, and other similar things that are going to be different, just so that our children should want to ask questions. Ein lei ben, the Rambam says, if you don't have a son, ishta shealtai, your wife should ask manishtana. Ein la isha, if you don't have a wife, shaylan ze ezeh, the men should ask each other. Manishtana halayla hazeh, how is this night so different? Vafilu hayu kulam chachamim, even if they were all chachamim, haya levadai shayla, they have to say manishtana. Haya levadai, if a person is all alone by the Seder, shayla atzma, he should ask himself, manishtana halayla hazeh. So it comes out from the Rambam, the Iker Mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not so much to tell it over to the children, but rather that we should be saying over the Nisim V'Niflois that happened in Mitzrayim to ourselves, that we should be inspired. And there's a sniff in that Mitzvah that we should be Medea to the Banim, and that it should be Derech She'ela, and as the Pasuk says, not only to the Banim, but even to the Bnei Banim. This is clear in the Rambam, in Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah, in the Hakdama. He lists the various mitzvahs that are in Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah. And the mitzvah ches is l'saper b'yitzias Mitzrayim b'yisrael laila, to speak about Yitzias Mitzrayim. And he doesn't say the mitzvah is to tell it to your children, because everyone at the table, whether you're the father, whether you're the grandfather, whether you're a guest, there's a mitzvah on everyone to be misaper b'yitzias Mitzrayim, to speak about the nisim v'neflois that happened to us. Derech HaShulchan in Aruch Chaim Siman Tafayin Gimel Sif Chaf Aleph says that after we say Halach Ma'anya, we should remove the matzah from the table. And he says this was according to the custom in those days, that they used to have small tables. They would remove the small table. Nowadays that we have big tables, we simply cover the matzah. And that's as if we move the table away. Why do we do this? Kadesh Yiru HaTinaikis. So that the children should see v'yishalu, and they should ask, Lama Eikon HaShulchan, why are you moving the table? We didn't eat yet, so why are you taking the table away? Umiyad, and then Maizgan Lai Kaisheni, we pour a second kais. Kadesh Yishal Ben, so that the children will ask, Lama Maizgan Kaisheni, why are you pouring a second kais? Halayadayin Leachalnu, because we haven't yet eaten. V'yachshav Ein Regilim B'she'elazu. Nowadays, we don't ask that question of Lama Maizgan Kaisheni, rather we ask, Shailin Manishtana. V'inyin Manishtana is k'inyan ma'godlu ma'asecha Hashem, ma'tovu alecha Yaakov, al derech hispa'alus. It's not a question as why is this night different. It's more of an exclamation, wow, this night is so different. Like we say, ma'tovu alecha Yaakov, how beautiful, how good are the tents of Yaakov.
It's hispa'alus. V'chein v'kan nispa'el ma godlu hashinuyim b'layla zeh. So too, here, we should be nispa'el, exclaiming, wow, this night is very, very different. And the Aruch HaShulchan says a little bit further on, v'im'ein chachma b'ben li sho'el. If the child's not wise enough to ask, aviv melamdei lishol, the father should teach him how to ask. V'im'ein le'ben tishal bas. If you don't have a son, the daughter should ask. V'im'ein le'bas tishalenu ishta. If you don't have a daughter, the wife should ask. Or someone else. The Torah is makbid she'inyan zechiras yitzias mitzrayim b'layla hazeh tiyeh al yedei she'ela u'tshuva. The way we speak about the Nisan v'Neflay should be through the format of question and answer. Ach, im ein mi she'yishal. However, if you have no one to ask you the questions, shayel u'meshev li'atzmai. You should ask and answer yourself. And if there is someone asking you, you yourself don't have to ask the manishtana, to say the manishtana ela maschal avadim hayinu. This year, the Tzareinu, many people will be having the Seder alone. And those who are having the Seder alone will have to ask the manishtana as well and answer, because the Torah is makbid, that the way we speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim is derech she'ela Utshuva. The pasuk says, "Leman tisaper beaznei bincha uben bincha." Eis asher hisalalti b'Mitzrayim, ves oisai sai asher samti bam. Vidatem ki ani Hashem, and you will know that I am Hashem. The question that many mefarshim ask on this pasuk is, it should be vidate vi yedu ki ani Hashem, because you're telling l'man tisaper baznei bincha ben bincha, eis asher hisalalti b'mitzrayim v'esayisayisai asher samti bam vi yedu ki ani Hashem, and they will know that I am Hashem. Why does it say vidatem, that you will know? You sounds like it's talking to the misaper, to the father, to the melamed, whereas it should be referring to v'yedu, to the son. So Rabbi Shua Mibel's answers, because if a person wants to instill in the heart of his friend emuna, or if you want to give someone musar, you first have to really, really believe in what you're saying, be'emuna shalema. Like Chazal say, k'shayt atzmecha t'chila, first, fix yourself, and then you can deal with fixing others. And then, the words, your words, will be yotzim in alev, and will go into the heart of the shemeya, of the one who listens. But if you yourself don't really put it into your own heart, you can't be mashpia on others. So says Rabbi Yeshua Mibelz, the Belzer Rebbe, that's what the pasuk means, ulaman tesaper baznei bincha ben bincha. And in order that you tell over in the ears of your children and your grandchildren, Eis Asher Esalalti B'Mitzrayim, to put the emunah in the hearts of your children, you first must know yourself. You first must feel yourself. You first must have a real havana. In vidatem ki ani Hashem. You have to have emunah shalema to be a maimin, and only then can you be mashpia on others. Can only then can you pass on the Messiah to your children and hope that they'll be mekabelit. That is the derech, to be mekayim the mitzvah of chinuch and to be matzliach in it. So to be mekayim the mitzvah of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have to have hislavus. We have to be excited. We have to be on fire. And we can share that excitement with other people. Nissim Karelitz was asked, how do you fulfill the mitzvah of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim? And he says that we have to be mesaper about Yetzias Mitzrayim in a way that the people sitting at our table will feel and be inspired by the nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim and all of the makos. And we have to arouse even the children and also the adults, and to entrench in them, into lahashrish bahem, to take root in them, emuna and avas Hashem. And he says, all the pilpulim that people say by the Seder, the kashyas that people say, the terutzim mehagada, which are not really related to the etzem hasipur of the nisim v'neflois, says Amnissim Kerelitz, Ein mekaymai uzmanai rak la'acha she'ocha v'shasa. That shouldn't be done until after the Seder, after the Seuda, after Shulchan Aruch. It should not be done during the Amiras HaHagadah, because if you say Pulpulim and Kushyos, you're going to be Mesiach Das from the Etzem HaSipur, from the actual story. Rav Belsky's Atzal as well would say that the most important aspect of leading your Seder is that those who are at your Seder will leave your Seder feeling that they actually experienced the excitement, the joy, and the relief of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that they should be makir toiv, they should feel grateful for the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to free us from Mitzrayim. The Briskerov, when he would reach Bechol Dar Vadar, Chayev Adam Lirisis Atzmai Kilu Hu Yatzami Mitzrayim, he would get up and dance with his children, feeling the simcha as if he himself and his children had left Mitzrayim. We must feel that we ourselves left Mitzrayim and benefited from it. And this Sipur, Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is passing on the feeling of the excitement, feeling of the simcha, of the Avas Hashem, the Mesoira, is the biggest challenge and is the hardest mitzvah of the Seder night. The Sefer Tuvcha Yabiu brings down the Pnei Menachem, who speaks about when he was growing up in the house of the Imri Emes. And he would say how in the days before Pesach, and especially Erev Pesach, the Imri Emes, his father, kept him very close by. And he said that he used to think that his father, the Imri Emes, is doing it so that the Pnei Menachem shouldn't be bothering his mother. But he realized later on that no, the father, the Pnei Menachem, the Imri Emes, knew that in order for his son to want to really be mekabel from him, the Mesira, to be mekabel from him, the excitement of Avas Hashem, the feeling of Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, there has to be a warm feeling between the father and the son. And he knew that he has to make the son, he has to nurture the son close to Pesach, that the son should be in the right mindset to accept it from him. And therefore he would spend time with the son more before Pesach, so that when it comes to the Seder, the son should feel close and feel ready to be mekabel. Rav Steinman would say as well, when he was asked how to prepare for the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and he would say that the truth is there's no shortcuts. There's no easy way to prepare other than to follow what Chazal say. And Chazal say that 30 yom kodem achag, we have to start preparing. If a father himself starts preparing before Yontif, and he works on being mekabel the hasaga of the gedulas hanisim, he can comprehend the greatness of the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, and in the essence of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and he feels that through this we went l'cheiros olam, that we're a free people in our hearts, because we were mekabel Torah, and we were chosen to be the Am Segula, then he'll be able to share and be yetzer the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But that takes work. That takes time for the fathers to sit down and prepare for the Seder and think what they're going to say. How are they going to describe the Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us? And only then will they be successful in fulfilling the mitzvah of the Mahadrin, of passing on the Mesira to the next generation. I heard from Nassim Steinschlita that Rav Elia Lapilan told over that when he learned in yeshiva, he was with the grandson of the Madani Shmuel from Kelm. And the grandson would speak about how his father, grandfather, the Madani Shmuel, would start off his Seder. And he started off his Seder every single year saying the following: tonight we sit together and we will talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Our next door neighbor will also discuss Yetzias Mitzrayim. And also the people down the block will be discussing Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the people in the next town and the people in other countries are all sitting with their families tonight, and they're all being misaper by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Our Zaydis and their Zaydis did this years ago. Klal Yisrael, all now, and have always, on the Leil Seder, sat together and discussed Yetzias Mitzrayim. And with this, the Madani Shmuel would start his Seder. Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt from Memphis would describe the chiyuv of saying the Haggadah. And he would say, when we say the Haggadah on Lel HaSeder, you have to say the Haggadah slowly, b'mesinos, u'besimcha, and with happiness. Shelo yehei alav daim elamasa. We shouldn't be flipping the pages to see how many pages are left. And in the Haggadah Beis Halevi, in the Kaivitz, in the Hesafais on Amud Ayin Vav, he writes that the Beis Halevi was careful to say the Haggadah, the same way he said Kriya Shema, slowly, counting the words, carefully enunciating the words. And he would say that when we finish saying the Haggadah, we have to feel that we're a Baal Chay for Kabbalah Satayra. And the Beis Halevi would say, this is the Iker of the Haggadah. We should be so makir, the Nisim v'Neflois, we should be so full of Hakaras HaTov, that we feel that we have no choice but to be mekabel the Torah. And the Iker of the Sipur is the Simcha that we feel, the Simcha in our hearts, that we feel about the Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. And he would say further, V'chala marbe b'yitzias Mitzrayim, whoever's marbe to talk about it, and he's sameach with the Sipur, the Zayar HaKadosh says, Osid l'smayach im ha-simcha b'olam haba, will be zeicha to have the Simcha as well in Olam Haba. And Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt adds on one more nekuda, and he says that in Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Ches, it says, "V'gadata levincha b'yim ahu leimor bavur ze asa Hashem li b'tzeisi mimitzrayim." And the Unkla says, "V'gadata levincha" means v'secha vi levinach. You should show your son. So the Mefarshim explain that when we're doing Mitzias Mitzrayim, it should be with Hislavos in a way that our children feel as if they're seeing with their very own eyes the Nisim, which were done to our forefathers in Mitzrayim. Like the Rambam says, Kumoy Shifchazu, Kumoy Evedze, that it should be descriptive. It should be real. It should be alive. So that our children are really reliving it. Chai Banam Liris says, Atzmoy, Ki Luhu, Yatza, Mi Mitzrayim. And as such, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein writes that some families have started to have their children put on a play about Yetzias Mitzrayim, about the Shibud in Mitzrayim, so that the children are involved and they're acting it out and they feel like they're reliving it. And he was asked if the father's Yetzir HaMitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, if the children are acting out the parts. And he says yes, because since the father is involved in the play, that's as if the father is telling over the mitzvah. Some say, you know, you have the pictures, the Haggadahs that have new pictures are very good because they give that descriptive, realistic feeling that the children can relate to and feel excited about the Nisim that were done to us in Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein in Parshas Pinchas discusses the pasuk, and he says, "Atem reisim es asher asisi b'Mitzrayim v'esa eschem al kanfei nisharim." You have seen that which I did to Mitzrayim, that I carried you on the wings of an eagle. So he says that this tangible emuna we got at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the water into blood, he changed the light into dark, he changed fire and water to work together in the Makkah of Barad to do the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Hatzol of Am Yisrael, Goy Mitoch Goy, and that he chose us from all the other nations to call out Naseh V'Nishma. So it's clear, like the Ramban writes, that just like a father wouldn't be Manchel Sheker to his son, so too, when we've been telling our children for all these generations about these Nisim V'Neflois in such a descriptive manner, of course, it's Emes V'Yatziv. And that's the feeling we need to give to our children. And this is the emunah we need to put into the hearts of every Yiddish child. This is what Klal Yisrael have been meisir nefesh for, through all the Yidiris, through all the Gezeris that have been on us. It's that Ein Oid Mulvadoi, that we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boirei, that he's the Manhig, and he's the one who did the Makos in Mitzrayim. And when we pass it on this way, when our children see and can sense that we are convinced and we are connected to every word that comes out of our mouth, that gufa instills in our children the amuna that they need to hear, that goes from our heart through our lips. Dvarim hayotzim min halev nechnasim el Halev. And therefore, by the Seder, we know we're supposed to use imagery. Like we know, B'shosh yesh matzah u'maror munachim lufanecha, like it says b'avor zeh, we use the maror l'zeichet v'yemaru es chayehem. We feed matzah because shalei hispik b'tzeikam l'hachmes. We have chareses zeicher letit. Some people put the bags on their shoulders, right? Because that's how the Yidden left Mitzrayim. And this whole sipur, the whole night, has to be together with his sragshus and showing this connection, giving chashivus to what it really means to be a true ben chayrin, elamisha isik b'teira, and to plant in our children's hearts concepts that later on when they get older, they'll be able to grow and blossom. And therefore, when it comes to the time of matzah u'mara u'menachem u'fanecha, when that is the ikar zman for the sipur yetzias Mitzrayim, let us not lose that opportunity. Let's do our best that we possibly can to be ma'ira the cheshek of everything that has to do with Pesach. And let's try to avoid that the Seder should not be a time of competition between the children of who has more mevertach to say and who can be more impressive. Rather, we're coming together to be nespoil from the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us. The night of the Seder is the Zman of the Arba Banim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put in our hands. And we have to nurture these Arba Banim so that they too can grow and build into the future of Klal Yisrael. Like the Pasuk says, V'chol Banayich, Limudei Hashem, Al Tikrei Banayich, Ela Boinayich. If we think about the Agodah, we'll realize that the way the story of the Haggadah was written was done in a way that would put this lesson deep in our hearts. But there's no suffix that if a father really wants to utilize the Leha Seder the way he should use it, he really has to prepare the Haggadah beforehand. You have to read it beforehand and be familiar with it so that you'll be able to describe to the children and to describe to the people sitting at your Seder the sequence of events of the Nisim, of how they unfolded in the most simple, basic way, like a real story, a story of a mitzvah, the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we have to utilize all of our storytelling talent, the ability that we have to imagine, to create concepts, so that we can tell with Cherdas Kodesh, what happened to the Am HaYehudi, that before we were even a nation, people wanted to destroy us. Lavan wanted to destroy us. Paroi wanted to destroy us. Until the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to do Oisai Su Moivsim, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala to the whole world. Amzu Yatzarti Li Tehilasi Yisaperu. And this is what we're giving over to our children, this excitement and the great Zchus that came into our Chelek to be Chelek of the Am HaNivchar. And this Simcha really has to go deep into the hearts of our children, from us, from the simcha in our heart, to spill over to be the simcha into their heart. This needs to be done, b'nachas u'v'menucha, says Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein. And it has to be done in a simple way, in a basic way, in a way that the children could relate to. Sometimes, because it is a very heilige moment, through the excitement of Kedusha, people sometimes rise up to a level where they forget the basic story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And they begin to say Divrei Torah that on a much loftier level, where the children who are there are not able to understand exactly what he means. And some people are trying to connect with the guests and make the guests feel comfortable. And in that case, you can be pretty sure, says Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, that you're not going to be yotze the mitzvah of Yetzias, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's perhaps beneficial to tell the guests that there are children at the table, so we're asking that all the guests should take a back seat role here, and that the children are going to be the focus of the discussion. In the Sefer Oitzer Peleis HaTorah, in Parshas Boy, page Shin Chaf, he brings down from the Sefer Mishneh Sachir, who talks about a Maisa which he heard from one of the grandchildren of the Imre Noyam, which was told over B'shem Reb Avraham B'nai Shal HaRambam. That Reb Avraham B'nai Shal HaRambam would tell over how it was to have a Seder at the home of the Rambam. And he would say that they would sit the Seder night, the whole entire night, until morning. And now I'm going to read inside, V'lei hispik l'rabbeinu HaRambam kol ha'layla l'haitzi l'bnoi kol rigshe l'vavoi. And the Rambam did not succeed in finishing to express the excitement of his heart, the feelings of his heart, shehirgish kolayse halayla, that he felt the entire night, mikedusha seder, from the kedusha of the seder, umeinyone yitzias mitzrayim, v'haya boyer kelahav aseish, he was burning like a flame, mitchilas halayla ad seifa. So Reb Avraham said to him, eini maven, I don't understand. Didn't you write in the Sefer Yad HaChazaka the Seder of what you need to say in the Seder? And there's only a few short words there. But now you're telling me things which you're not able to even finish saying it the whole night. You wrote just to say a few chapters, which would take a couple of minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. But you're spending the whole night and you're not stopping and you keep on going. Why is that? So the Rambam said to him, Bini da v'havein, my son, he should know and he should understand. I wrote down in the Yad HaChazaka what every person is mechuyev to say. But I can't obligate the excitement of my heart to be expressed by the common person. But everyone is going to feel by the Lel HaSeder, kefi tichunasai, Bikadusha, according to their connection with the Kedusha. And according to how much we prepare for the Seder, according to how much we're excited ourselves with the feeling that we're zoicha to be a chelik of the Am HaNivchar, that we were taken me avdus lecheiros, me afeila li'oira, that we were zoicha to be mekabel the Torah, according to that kvitchunasai Bikadusha, that is what we're supposed to be sharing with our children by the Leil HaSeder. And this is what we're all doing tonight. All the Yidden are sitting down every single night and talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim. And our next door neighbors are talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim. And this next town over is talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim. All of Klal Yisrael is sitting down tonight to speak about Yitzias Mitzrayim. And what are we all doing? We're all sharing the Rigshei Levavai, the excitement of our hearts. We're sharing with our children how excited we are to be Yidden, and how we feel that we are special to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how we want to serve Him, and we want to be a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan of being Megale Kaved Malchusai in this world. And therefore we finish off the Seder saying, L'shana Haba B'Yerushalayim, because we're excited to be a part of being Megale Kaved Malchus Shemayim in this world. The Sefer Yalkut Lekach Toiv brings down from the Be'er Yosef that the pasuk says, "Leman tesaper b'oznei bincha uben bincha es asher salati b'mitzrayim," that you should tell over to your sons and your grandson that which I hisalalti, that I toyed, I joked with, I fooled around with Mitzrayim. And Rashi there says hisalalti means sichakti, I joked, I made them into a joke. Ki ani mitzachik boy, that I'm making a laughter out of Parai. Shani machbedes libay, that I'm making his heart hard. Va'isa boy nekamais ketam yoshev v'ashamayim yilag Hashem yischak lomay. And I take revenge against him, like the pasuk says, yoshev v'ashamayim yilag Hashem yischak Hashem yilag lomay. So it says the Be'er Yosef, it sounds like from Rashi, part of the mitzvah of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim is to talk about Mitzachik Boy, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a fool, made a joke out of Parai. So the Be'er Yosef says, we can see in several ways how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a joke out of Parai, and that we should share these things with our children. So he says, for example, by Makas Arbe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu first that he's going to harden Paro's heart by this Makkah Davka, by the Makkah of Arba. Why? Because by the other Makos, when Moshe would come to Paroi, the Paroi treated him with some respect. But when it came to the warning of Arba, Paroi threw Moshe and Aaron out. He says, Vaygarish Aisa Meis Bnei Paroi. Also by Makos Choshech, Paroi was chutzpedik to them, and he said to them, Lech me'alai, hishamay lecho al toisif reis panai. So what comes out of this change in Paroi's behavior is now that he threw them out and he warned Moshe not to show up again, so when it came time that he needed Moshe and Aaron, he was overly humiliated. He himself was the one who chased them away and told them, go! And now he's begging them, please, I need to talk to you. This is the greatest lag v'keles, the greatest joke that can happen to the Melech Mitzrayim. And specifically, by the time of Makas Becheres, that Paroi, who was a great king, who made himself into a god, he got up from his bed in the middle of the night, not the way Malachim, who usually wake up 3 hours into the day, and he was running around by the homes of his servants, and waking them up, and going through the city screaming, Heichan Moshe, Heichan Aaron. And then he screamed to them, Kumu tzu mitech ami, l'chu ivdues Hashem kedaberchem, get up, leave my nation, like you said. Everything is like you said, not like I said, the way you said. So what Paroi had said, lo yashaleach, what Paroi had said, mi v'mi ahochem, give me an account of who's going, what Paroi had said, rak bekarchem, tzaynchem uvekarchem yutzag, leave your animals here, or gam tzaynchem, gam bekarchem, he said now, take your sheep. What does it mean, kasher debartem? The way you said it. That you said, gam ata titin biyadeinu zvachem v'olais. Paroi had said, leave your animals here initially, and now he had to give animals of his own to give to them. And not only that, Paroi had to say, Uveirachtem gam oisi. Daven for me too, that I shouldn't die during Makas Becheres. Is there a greater schoik that one can do to the Melech Mitzrayim than this? This is part of what we're sharing with our children. Furthermore, says the Ber Yosef, that the Mechilta says, Vayugad l'melech Mitzrayim ki baracha am, that it was told to the Melech Mitzrayim that the people were not coming back, they ran. Vayehafeich levav Paroi v'avodav el'am, his heart changed, vayomu, and they said, Mazoi sasinu, what did we do, ki shilachnu es Yisrael me'avdeinu, that we sent out Yisrael from serving us. So prior to this, the Avdi Paroi said to him, Ad masai yezelanu l'maykesh, why are we keeping them as a stumbling block? Throw them away, get them go. And now they themselves changed their mind. Vayomru mazei sasinu, what did we do? They're like yo-yos. They said then, igu lakinu v'lo shalachnu. If you would have had the makos and we didn't send them away, kedaihu, it would have been worth it. Oy lakinu v'shilachnu. Or if we were got the makos and we sent them away, v'lo hayonaitlim me'maneinu, and they wouldn't have taken our money with them, kedaihu lanu, we can have dealt with it. But look what happened now. Lakinu, we got the makas. Vishalachna, and we let them go. Vinatul mimainenu, and they took our money. So these are the same ones who said to Paroi, let them go, are now arguing, get them back. And says the Mechilta, Mashal mahadavardaimet, to someone who tells his servant, go bring me a fish from the marketplace. So the servant goes and brings him a fish from the marketplace, but it was rotten. So the king says to him, you have two choices. Either you can eat the rotten fish, or I'm going to whip you 100 times. Or you can pay me 100 coins. So the servant says, you know what? I'll eat the fish. He began eating the rotten, smelly fish, and he couldn't finish it until it was so horrible. It was so terrible. So he tells the king, you know what? I changed my mind. I'll take the makos instead. So the king says, fine. And he whips him. He's up to 60 whips. And the eved couldn't handle it anymore. So he says, you know what, I changed my mind. I'll pay you the 100 coins. So it turns out that not only did he have to eat the rotten fish, not only did he get the malchus, but he also had to give the 100 coins. So too, that's what happened to the Melech Mitzrayim. They got the makos, they had to send Klal Yisrael away, and their money was taken. Just like this eved was a fool. He was a joke. He was a laughingstock in front of everyone. So too the Mitzrayim became a laughingstock in front of everyone. In addition, says the Ber Yosef, Paroi considered himself a god. And when he went to the Nilus would always rise to him. And he was looked at by the Mitzrayim as someone who brought Parnasa, Lozan, the Mefanis al-Chol Mitzrayim. But now by Makas Barad and Arbe,
that all the crops were destroyed and there was a hunger. Now it was revealed to all that he has no koyach to bring parnasa to Mitzrayim. And he was a lag v'keles, he was a joke, a laughingstock. Why the whole time did he consider himself a god? And also the Mitzrayim, who had trusted in him, they themselves had a joke made out of them. Says the Ber Yosef, another nekuda of the schoik is that when the barad, when the hail came down and destroyed the grass, and all the trees were destroyed, also kama pishta v'hasa'ira nuku, and the chita and the kusemes, but the wheat was not hit. Piafila seina, because they grew late. So Chazal say a nes happened that they didn't get destroyed. Now after the koilos and the barad finished, and the Mitzrayim went out to their fields, and they saw everything was destroyed, and they were in pain, but then they saw the chita survived. So they were happy, because at least they have something to eat. But then came the arbe, that ate all of the yester ha-pleita, ha-nesheres lachem and ha-barad. So one day they were on a high that they had food, and the next day they became avelim. So this emotional roller coaster that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them through, b'derech nes, this is l'schoik. This is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making a joke that make a fool out of them and in everyone else's eyes. And Rav Shmuel Haminer in a Sefer Eved Melech says another oifen of the schoik, which came through Makas Arba, was that in this Makkah, we know that people died and trees and plants were destroyed. But yet, there was a benefit in Makas Arba, because from the Arba, they salted them. And they stored them away. The Mitzrayim worked very hard to preserve as much arba as possible so they could have it for food. And you can imagine how the villages came out all together and the families came out and they worked hard to fill up baskets and to store them in machsanim. And suddenly comes the next Makkah. Because when the arba left Mitzrayim, not only did the live arba leave, all the dead arba disappeared as well. And the Yidden were laughing at them, the Medrash says, and they would chepper the Mitzrayim and say, oh, how many arba did you eat today? And the Mitzrayim would say to them, Ru'u ma'asa lanu Hashem, that all of our simcha that we had yesterday became lituga, because not one arba was left for them to eat. And the same thing happened by the Arav, that the Mitzrayim had wanted and hoped that the dead Arav would at least provide them with meat and with hides. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that every single animal left so that the Mitzrayim would not be able to benefit at all from the animals. But lehefech, by the Tzfardea, that not one Tzfardea left, rather they all stayed in Mitzrayim and died. Vativash kol ha'aretz. It's the stench of the Tzfardea in Mitzrayim was all over the place. They suffered so much from Tzfardea, not only during the Makkah, but even after the Makkah. In all these ways, the Mitzrayim were the schoik and the lubizoyon in front of all of humanity at that time. And says the Be'er Yosef, Kein yovdu kolei vecha Hashem, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name be neskadel v'neskadish. In the Sefer Eitzes HaTorah, in Parshas Bo, he adds on one other nekuda of what we want to be telling our children about the schoik that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made out of Mitzrayim. And he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Paro to send the Bnei Yisrael out of his land. And Paro was stubborn, and he didn't want to send them away. And he thought that he'll be able to keep the Bnei Yisrael as his slaves forever. What did he gain from being so stubborn? At the end, not only did he send out the Bnei Yisrael, but he also gave them all of his riches. And he had all the makos. And the Mitzrayim died. And the Bnei Yisrael lived and are still living. Hashem Yishak Lomoi, what was the end of Paro's stubbornness, that he was left with absolutely nothing. And he says that this is similar to the Ma'aseh of Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma, that one time his two children were kidnapped by a Roman general who had kidnapped them. So Rabbi Yosi went to try to be paid to his children from the Tsar. So he said to the Tsar, here's 100 mana, and I give you my two children back. So the Tsar said no. So Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma left, and he fasted, and he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save his sons. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Malach Michoel that made the Tsar have a terrible stomach pain. It was so great that he couldn't bear it. So his friends, his beloved ones, told him, maybe you're suffering because of that Jew, of Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma, that you didn't want to be you didn't want to give him his two sons back. So the Tsar sent for Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, and when Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma walked into the room, the stomach pain suddenly disappeared. So the Tsar said to him, I accept your offer. Give me the 100 coins that you said you're going to give me and take your two sons. So Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma said to him, sorry, I only have 80 left. I can't give you 100. So the Tsar got very angry and threw him out. After he left, the stomach pains came back to the Tsar. He felt terrible, even worse than before. So he called Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma back and he said to him, okay, I'll take the 80 coins. Take the children. So Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma said, sorry, I only have 50 coins left. So the Tsar got angry and threw him out. But then his stomach pains came right back and he couldn't handle it at the end. So finally the Tsar says to Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, tell me, what do you want? So he says, I want my sons for free. So he says, fine, take your kids for free. Then Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma says, but you made my children work for these couple of weeks that they were by you. I also want you to pay me for all the work that they did while they were at your rishus. So the Tsar had no choice but to pay 80 mana to Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, and he took the money and he took his children. So what did the Tsar benefit from his stubbornness? Nothing. He only lost from it. So to Parai, didn't gain anything from not willing to let the Mitzrayim live, let the Yidden live. All he did was end up losing more. And this is all part of the schoik that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to the Mitzrayim. And says the Eitz HaTorah that we have to learn from this the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah doesn't chas v'shalom tell us just stories or things that happen. It's not a history book. And Kol Shekein, the Seder of Geulas Mitzrayim, chas v'shalom to think that the way the events unfolded was simply his emikre. The whole parsha is teaching us, Darkei Shemayim is teaching us the Hashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so too, the whole sequence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu treated with Parai, that Parai should think he was in control. There were so many times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Parai the opportunity to think that he's in control, that he had the right to say no, and he had the right or the power not to let the Bnei Israel leave Mitzrayim, and that he thought that he could stop the Yidden from serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that Moshe came to him and was mevakesh, he had to beg with Tachnunim, and Parai felt that he could tell him no, and he did say no, and he thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot chas v'shalom take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. That's what he thought, and therefore he was nischazek to continue in his stubborn ways, to think that he has the power, or the what he believes in has the power, to go against the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we see this further after the Yetzias Mitzrayim. It says, Dabel v'nei Yisrael v'yashuvu v'yachanu l'fnei p'yachirais. What did Parai say? Nevuchim heim ba'aretz, sagar aleim ha-midbar. And Rashi says, v'yashuvu. The goal was, l'hat'ois says, Parai sheyem ha-toyim heim ba'derech l'fnei bal tzifoin. Meaning, Parai would think that he's still the god of Mitzrayim. Kidei lahat oisei sheyemru kasha yirasam is to fool Parai that he should say that their avodah zara is very powerful. V'alov pirish maski lagoyim v'yavdeim Hashem lifts up the goyim and then he destroys them. That's the sequence of the events of the Eisaser Salalti b'Mitzrayim. The sechoik that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a joke out of Parai, out of his advisors, out of the Mitzrayim themselves, out of the gods that the Mitzrayim worshipped. That's what it means. Ken yechbarti es libay v'sleiv avodav l'man shisi oisesai eile bekirboi l'man tisaper b'oznei bincha uben bincha eis asher hisalalti b'Mitzrayim. The biggest joke you can make out of a Rasha is when he sees and thinks that he's being matzliach, and he thinks he has the power. He thinks no one can tell him what to do, but at the end, he just falls down with a very awesome crash. Says the Eitz HaTorah, we're teaching our children that all the ways of Teva are nisyonis for a person. The Rasha says about the Derech of a Tzaddik. He says about Tzaddikim, Sagar Aleim HaMidbar. They're locked up. They have no way to go. They don't know where they are. They're lost. We have light. We have Atzlacha. But the reverse is true. Yes, the Rishayim have light. Yes, they have Atzlacha. But all of this is only to enable the big crash for them at the end. And that's what David HaMelech says in Kapitel Amid Zayin in Tehillim, Al Tischar B'Mereim,
Altakane ba'isei avla. Never be jealous of those who act with avla. Kechatzir mehere yimalu, because like the harvest, they will wither quickly. Uchiyerek desha yiboylan, and they will also rot away like the green that's in the field. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Tafayin Gimel Sifkatan Aleph that before the Haggadah we should be mechaven, or we should say that we're planning to be yotze the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Prima Gadim in the Psicha Kelelas in Hilchos Kriya Shema Sifkatan Dalet asks, why is it that by the Leil Pesach we're mechoyev in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? L'chayra, every single night we're mechoyev to speak about it, like it says, Maskir Nitzias Mitzrayim Balelis, the end of the Perek Aleph in Mishnayis of Brachas. So what's unique about the Leil HaSeder? So he answers, because all of the nights, it's enough just to think about Yitzias Mitzrayim, but the Leil Pesach, we're mechuyev to be mesaper, to say it verbally. Some say, well, that's not really true, because every night, Shagas Aryeh says, every night we're mechuyev to say Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Brisk, Reb Chaim, the Grach from Brisk, he would tell his children when they had the Seder that there's three things that are different about Yitzias Mitzrayim of the Leil Pesach from all other nights. He says, number one is that the whole year you say Yitzias Mitzrayim to yourself. Leil Pesach, you have to say it to someone else, Derech She'ela Utshuva. Number two, he'd say the whole year we have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim alone, the Yitzia from Mitzrayim, the leaving of Mitzrayim. But on Leil Seder, we have to talk about the whole sequence of events. We have to be Maschil Begnos, we have to be Mesayim Beshvach, we have to speak about the Makos and how they left. And the third difference is that on the Leil, that every other night we just say about Yitzias Mitzrayim, but on Leil Pesach, we have to say the Taimei HaMitzvos. Like it says, Kol Shli Amar Gimel Dvarim Halalu, Layotza Yidei Chayvasai. There's another famous kasha from the Maral in Sefer Gevuras Hashem at the end of Perek Samach Beis, that he asks that since Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah saseh, why is it that we don't make a bracha on it? And he brings down that since the Iker mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is tolly in kavanas halev v'havanas devarim, it's tolly in having kavana and understanding what happened. So if you don't understand what's being said to you, you're not going to be Yetzir Yechiv. So you can only make a bracha on something which is totally on an action. Something which is totally on a comprehension, there, that we don't make a bracha on. And the Imre Yemes, the Ger Rebbe, would say that he's mechaven by the bracha on Hallel to pater the mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So this makes sense if you go with the Rambam, like we started off, that the Iker mitzvah is a saper benisim v'neflois, so asher kiddushana b'mitzvahis v'tzivonu l'kroyas ha-halel, it makes sense that that would be covering the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Reb Reuven Leuchter wrote a beautiful hakdama to the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, where he speaks about how the idea of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just reading, it's telling a story. And telling a story is a personal expression. And each father, each grandfather, each yid who's going to speak about the Nisim v'Neflois will tell it differently. It's their own personal Sipur. But he adds on that the way we make a Sipur is by connecting the dots. We're all presented with the same information, with the same sequence of events that happened in Mitzrayim. But that's not the goal. We're not supposed to just be reading about the Makos. We're supposed to be telling the story, connecting the dots and expressing it in our own personal way. He says, for example, this Alter of Nevat of Slabotka was once asked his Talmidim, how many Seidus, how many foundational concepts do you have in the Torah? So Abachar answered, I have 11 Yesidus. So the Alter from Slabotka said, I only have two. What's the point? That the greater a person is, he's able to take more concepts, more details, but find a common denominator below all of them. So too, on the Leil HaSeder, there's so much information, But there are basic information, basic concepts that we want to impart on our children. And the Haggadah is simply a way of presenting us with that information, but we have to tell the story and share the way we understand the Nisim. So Reuven Leuchter suggests that there's three or the several concepts that he feels are the common denominator of the Seder. He says the first Yesod is that on Pesach we are celebrating the creation of a Klal Yisrael, of a nation. Yetzias Mitzrayim was not just taking off the Shibud, the Avdas, from the shoulders of Klal Yisrael, but it was the birth of a new Mitzias called Klal Yisrael. For this reason, we start the Haggadah saying, Kol Dichvin Yesei V'Yechol. Whoever's hungry should come in and eat, because we are talking about us as part of the greater Tzibur. The first step of understanding what we are connecting with the Chag HaPesach is knowing that we are part of something so much greater than our small, narrow world. Our Avodas Hashem is not just our own personal Avodas Hashem, but it's reaching far beyond our personal world. Whoever does not realize that they're part of a greater picture, but they take themselves out of the klal, we say, Makim Hashinav, Aimim Lo Ilu Hayasham, Lo Hayanigal, if he was there, he would not have been redeemed. So says Reuven Leuchter, we have to adapt ourselves to comprehend this, because we tend to see our own Avodas Hashem as a personal, private thing. And there are times that there are certain parts of our Avodah which are personal and private. For example, davening. But on Pesach, that is not the time to serve Hashem as an individual. On Pesach, we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a nation, not like an individual. And our Avodah of the Leil HaSeder starts with this, that we are taking ourselves out of our narrow world and we turn towards the Tzibur. We're not talking about Kiruv V'Chaykim, but simply just connecting and realizing that our Avodas Hashem, there's something so much greater than our personal Avodah. The second Yesod, says Reuven Leuchter, that comes out of the Leil HaSeder and of the Sipur of the Haggadah, which cannot be detached from the first Yesod, is that Klal Yisrael is not a nation b'metzius inherently. We are not having a national birth by Yetzias Mitzrayim. The entire Yetzias Mitzrayim, the creation of Klal Yisrael, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's personal interest. It was kiviyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted personally that B'nai Yisrael should leave Mitzrayim, and that's why we emphasize in the Haggadah that Hashem did not send a shliach, ani v'loy malach, because the concept of Klal Yisrael has to be made, created, and born with the understanding that we're doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's personal ratzon. And this leads us into the third concept, for which why Pesach is called Pesach. Because through all the Gilui Shechina, which is said that there was in Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left a makom for the kiyum of Klal Yisrael. Normally, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala himself, it really should eradicate any ability to exist when he's there. There's nothing that could possibly stand when you have Gilui Shechina, like the Navi in Yeshayahu talks about V'niskav Hashem levadoi b'yayim ahu. And what's going to happen then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself? Ubo b'ma'aris tzurim, uv'mechileis ofa mepnei pachar Hashem mehadar goni. Everyone's going to run, everyone's going to hide. But that's what changed by Makas Bechiris and the other Makas. All the other Makas were really against the Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael is not in Sakana. But by Makas Bechiris, which was Gilui Shechina, we were also in a problem. Because we too would not be able to exist in a Makam of Gilui Shechina. And this Chiddush was Neschadish B'Leil HaSeder, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Pasach Al Batenu, and he allowed us to exist within the Gilui Hashechina. The Leil Seder is a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for us a makom to exist within the Metzias of Gilui Shechina. The fact that we exist with a miracle within Gilui Shechina, and that we have a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's personal plan in Yetzias Mitzrayim, that is the Yesod which comes out of the Leil HaSeder.
And with these Yesaidis, we can also look forward to the Yeshua of Lashana Habab Yerushalayim, the Akara that we're a chelik of the Metzius, which is Shayach directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ultimate plan, and that we have a place within the Gilei Kvoidei Yisparach. That is the central theme of the Yetziyah from Mitzrayim, and this is the promise that keeps us going throughout this long, terrible galus. So the story of the Leil HaSeder does not stop with Yetzias Mitzrayim. The story of the Leil HaSeder will be completed only after we have the Geula Shlema, the time when the world, Umala Ha'aretz Deyas Hashem, Kamayim Layom Mechasim. I would like to finish off with a beautiful letter that Reb Aaron Lapiansky from Silver Spring, Maryland, Shlita, wrote and published, which describes what a father is telling his children by the Leil HaSeder. And it goes as follows. It's titled, A Passover Letter to My Child. And he writes, My dear child, it is now a quiet moment late at night after an exhausting day of Passover cleaning. You have sunk into the sweetest of sleeps, and I am sitting here with a pile of Haggadahs preparing for Seder night. Somehow, the words never come out the way I want them to. And the Seder evening is always unpredictable. But so many thoughts and feelings are welling up in my mind, and I want to share them with you. These are the words that I mean to say to you at the Seder. When you will see me at the Seder dressed in a kittel, the same plain white garment worn on Yom Kippur, your first question will be, why are you dressed like this? Because it is Yom Kippur, a day of reckoning. You see, each one of us has a double role. First and foremost, we are human beings, creatures in the image of Hashem. And on Yom Kippur, we are examined if indeed we are worthy of that title. But we are also components of Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, links in a chain that started over 3,000 years ago and will make it to the finish line of the end of times. It is a relay race where a torch is passed on through all the ages, and it is our chance to take it from the one before and pass it on to the one after. Tonight, we are being judged as to how well we have received our tradition and how well we are passing it on. It is now 3,300 years since we received that freedom in Mitzrayim. If we imagine the average age of having a child to be about 25 years of age, there are four generations each century. That means there is a total of 132 people stretching from our Avos in Mitzrayim to us today. 132 people had to pass on this Messiah flawlessly with a devotion and single-mindedness that could not falter. Who were these 132 fathers of mine? One had been in the Nazi death camps. One had been whipped unconscious by Cossacks. One had children stolen by the Tsar. And one was the laughingstock of his enlightened brethren. One lived in a basement in Warsaw with many days passing with no food to his mouth. The other ran a stupendous mansion in France. One had been burned at stake for refusing to believe in the divinity of flesh and blood, and one had been frozen to death in Siberia for continuing to believe in the divinity of an eternal God. One had been hounded by a mob for living in Europe rather than in Palestine, and one had been blown up by Palestinians for not living in Europe. One had been a genius who could not enter medical school because he was not Christian. And one was fed to the lions by the Romans. 132 fathers, each with his own story, each with his own test of faith, and each with one overriding and burning desire, that this legacy be passed unscathed to me, and one request of me, that I pass this on to you, my sweet child. What is this treasure that they have given their lives for? What is this precious packet that 132 generations have given up everything for? It is a great secret that man is capable of being a lot more than an intelligent primate. It is that the truth of an almighty God does not depend on public approval, and that no matter how many people jeer at you, truth never changes. That the quality of life is not measured by goods, but by the good. That one can be powerfully hungry, and yet one can forgo eating if it is not kosher. That a penny that is not mine is not mine, no matter the temptation or rationalization, that family bonding is a lot more than birthday parties. It is a commitment of loyalty that does not buckle in a moment of craving or lust, and so much more. This is our precious secret, and it is our charge to live it and to become a shining display of this is what it means to live with God. 132 people have had Seder night, year after year, and with every fiber of their heart and soul have made sure that this treasure would become mine and yours. Doubters have risen who are busy sifting the sands of the Sinai, trying to find some dried out bones as residues of my great-great-grandfather. They are looking in the wrong place. The residue is in the soul of every one of these 132 grandfathers whose entirety of life was wrapped up in the preservation of this memory and treasure. It is unthinkable that a measure born with such fervor and intensity against such challenges and odds is the result of a vague legend or the fantasy of an idle mind. I am the 133rd person in this holy chain. At times I doubt if I'm passing it on well enough. I try hard, but it is hard not to quiver when you are on the vertical shoulders of 132 people begging you not to disappoint them by toppling everyone with you swaying in the wind. My dear child, may God grant us long and happy years together. But one day, in the distant future, I'll be dressed in a kittel again as they prepare me for my burial. Try to remember that this is the treasure that I've passed on to you, and then it will be your turn. You'll be the 134th with the sacred duty to pass on our legacy to number 135.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.